Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 4th. Grains closed mixed with March corn down a quarter, 483 and three quarters, made a new contract high at 493. We broke in the day session 13 and a half cents off those highs. March wheat up a penny and a half, at 642. We closed 6.5 cents off the day highs. But we were 8 cents off the lows. We rallied back late in the session. The beans broke from 1343 on the opening this morning down to 1301. Closed at 1313, which was up 2 cents on the day. But meal and oil were both lower. Meal down 570, oil down 27 ticks. These were really mixed closes. I really thought when the corn, wheat, and beans and the meal and oil were all lower here today, which they were at one point, that it was going to be really hard for it to come back. But the funds stepped in and rallied the beans. They rallied the wheat. They rallied the corn. They didn't do much with meal and oil here today. So, you know, the meal and oil are a pretty bad close. Corn's not a great close. Wheat, you know, better than it could have been. I mean, Kansas City was lower. But the beans, we had a chance to bury the bean market today. And you couldn't do it, closed it higher. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag despite the meal and oil being lower. So we'll see what it brings tomorrow. But, you know, I wouldn't say there was anything definitive. The export inspections came out a little bit on the light side. Corn, 913, a little bit under what they were looking for. Wheat, 325, they were looking for 400,000. Beans, 1.3 million, they were looking for 1.5. We're going to get the USDA crush numbers here. It should show bean oil stocks pretty heavy out here. We'll see if that has an impact on the market. But there may be some changing weather forecasts in South America. As we mentioned this morning, corn and soybean plantings in Argentina are all slightly ahead of averages out here. So, you know, they're getting some rains. But until they really see a real drought buster, I think the market will be looking to buy breaks today. You know, they certainly bought a 48.5 cent break off the highs overnight in the beans. So we'll see where we go. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.